Would you say anything else there?
Well, no, we'd say that that fellow's strong. He's stout. He's got lots of vim or something like that.
Would you ever call it strength?
Yes, lots of strength.
Well, if somebody takes a joke well and he's jovial, he laughs a lot and so he's
jolly. I'd say that is a jolly fellow.
Someone who bumps into things all the time and
gets mad about it?
No, he just bumps into things and knocks things down. I just can't help it.
Be careless. Carelessness.
Huh? Someone who never spends a penny is...
He's what you call a tightwad.
And someone who's, say, 80 years old, gets up in the morning, does the chores, goes to town, comes home, cooks lunch, and does things like that, you say that person is what?
He's awful spry for an old gentleman. We'd say that.
And, let's see. Someone who dresses poorly, all tattered, ragged clothes, and covered with grease and things like that.
We call that an awful slouchy.
Someone who makes up his mind and won't change it, we say is...
Well, I'd say he was a kind of a determined booger, unreasonable. That's about what I'd say about that.
And someone who gets offended easily?
Well, I wouldn't notice what you'd say there. Silly, maybe.
Yeah.
Get offended, did it be that for plumb silly?
What would you say in a situation like this? Let's say that fellow's there and somebody's going to play a joke on him. So I don't play a joke on him because he's...
He'd get mad at you.
Yeah.
Can't take a joke or something to that effect.
And let's see. Some little children won't go around snakes because they're...
Frightened.
I'm scared, frightened by snakes. They don't frighten me, really, but they just give me a start.
Yes.
And before I can control myself, I'm just on my merry way. And if you throw a joke on someone and he begins to shout and yell, and you say he's...
I'd say he's just a plumb old crank. Yeah. That's about what I'd say about that.
If a mother had a little child who had colic and she picked him up and she was all excited, you say, oh, it's just colic. What might you say?
I'd say, well, it'll probably be all right. Just a little...
What would you say to mother to quiet her?
I'd just say, take it easy now. Probably this child will be all right in an hour or two. Something to that effect.
Well, let's see, if you throw a rock at a hornet's nest, the hornet will come over and sting you because he's...
He don't want you molesting his nest. And boy, listen, they'll sting you too.
Oh, I know.
You bet. Them kind of, you know, hornet to build a nest swings down from a limb, you know.
Yeah.
Sometime I've seen the nest 2 or 3 foot long, just full of hornets.
Boy.
They sit on the outside and watch for you, and you just go to molesting them a little, especially after you... Somebody has sued at them a time or two, and then you get any ways near them, here one come.
Well, let's see, at night after a hard day's work, you say you're...
Petered out.
Yeah,
just petered out.
I hope you're not quite that...
awful tired or something to that effect.
Is that more tired than petered out?
Well, about the same, to a great extent. I know, when you're petered out, you're just about through.
Oh, I was that way last night.
Yeah.
My goodness. Well, I thought I was going to freeze this morning. The air conditioning was on in that room. I set it at 80, but I don't think the thermostat worked.
Well.
So I woke up and I was just shivering away.